So the man that was sitting in front of me, he looking out, wondering what is going on. You know, so he said, I said, wasn't that Precious? He said, yes. So the lady, she was young, she left. So I got back, I said, 50 Cent. Now here's the kicker. 2 weeks before then, one of the saints walked up to me and said, I enjoyed the message. And they slipped a bill in my hand, $20. I said, wow. I said, Lord, thank you. This helped me with my gas. Stuck it in there, you know. Then this girl put 50 Cent in my hand. This meant more to me. Said $20 is a lot of money. No. But I looked at this 50 Cent. I put it aside. I got it in my purse. I'm going to put it on the card. Put it up in thing. The Lord said, how many days are you fasting? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. How many days is the church fasting? I say 50. I said, but Lord, she gave me 2 quarters, so this got to be somebody. I better go see what this 25 means too. So I looked in there. 25 means forgiveness. You better praise God. Ooh, geez. She didn't give me a 50 cent piece because I got some 50 cent pieces. She gave me 2 quarters. And that was a prophecy to me. 50 means Pentecost. Our point of the Spirit of God, 50, Pentecost. And what we've been praying for. Ooh. If I was y'all, I would look for it. I'm looking for you to just stand up in the Lord and knock you out. I'm telling you. And I want to thank the Holy Spirit for that. Al said, now that was weird. I said, that was weird. But God don't do nothing weird. And the way she looked at me, I knew it was God. I ain't going to be saying no angel came. I don't go with that. I don't know. I'm just saying I didn't see her afterward. I immediately paid for the cards and went out. And I was going to thank her, you know, again. But that wasn't in the plan. It seemed like I wasn't supposed to say nothing else. And so I just want to thank the Lord for giving me something to let me know he hear us. To give him, we've been praying for forgiveness. We've been asking God to clean us up. 25 is forgiveness. He's wonderful. He hears us. And you children have made me see. I said, I'm taking everything. See, I mean everything. Every little penny, every little, yeah, exactly. I'm going to take it serious. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Maybe I have overlooked that, but I'm telling you, you all have blessed me to let me know that God is hearing us. Yes. God hear you. Hallelujah. You've been praying for the Holy Ghost. God hear you.
Yes, he does.
Don't think you pray. No, God hears you.
Yes.
I say, God hears you.
Hallelujah.
It ain't got to be like you think. It ain't got to be like you think. You just ask God, let him do what he want to do and when he want to do and where he want to do it.
Yes.
Just ask God. I just want to thank the Lord for that. I just really appreciate God for that. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to take my little 50 cent. I say, no, I want this 50 cent. I'm putting it aside. Now I got quarters, but these 2 quarters I'm going to keep. I said, Lord, I ain't going to get them mixed up in my stuff. I put it down in my coat pockets to make sure they'll be separated. I don't want to be looking at my corn purse. And I said, no, I want them two quarters. Now I'm going to pay some up on a card. And I put under that, this given to me March the 25th. And then, you know, went on down. Because I believe God. So y'all need to stand and praise God and get ready for what he's going to do. Let's stand and praise him. He's going to do everything he said he's going to do. I said, he's going to do everything he said he's going to do. Amen. I don't care what things done got into. I just believe God is moving. I told Brother Al, I said, this time of fasting has been easier for me. I didn't, you know, praise the Lord. Last time I fasted, I got kind of, thought I was dying one day. You know, I did. I stopped eating, but you know, before I fasted, when I was 50, 40, 30, 40, 50, 60. Praise the Lord. I wasn't on medicine. It makes a difference. So I'm asking God, Lord, you help me. Help the church. Get us off of whatever. Now, don't y'all look at me crazy. I said, Lord, you help me. You know, because I wasn't aware, you know, that you couldn't do what you used to could do. You just can't do it, you know, especially if you taking man's stuff. It makes a difference. So I did. So, and brother, when I told brother about it, he said, Sister Dave, you taking something for your blood? I said, yeah. My blood was slipping up, and my doctor gave me something. She didn't want it to go over 100 and something. And I said, yeah. He said, that's what's wrong with you. I said, oh. He said, my mother had those too. So you can't not eat. He said, your blood go up and all this kind of stuff. I said, Lord, I ain't got none of that in my family. What is this? You know, let me tell y'all something. They done a thing on us. Our food is poison. And all these years we've been eating this crap, and now it's taking a toll on us. People got diabetes, they never heard of the word. I mean, it's like it's a plague. I mean, kids got diabetes, high blood pressure, and all these different diseases. Something wrong. So I think the simple thing, since y'all take things so serious, the simple thing God told us to do, pray for what you put in your mouth, sanctified. Do it, children of God. Ain't any of you going to the store trying to get something, talking about this what? Hello, thank you, thank you. No such thing. Because the ground ain't organic. And the air ain't organic. We got to believe in God to the end. What you put in your mouth, sanctified. I don't care if you're in a restaurant or where you are. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now, because you don't know what they, you know, then I look at what they said about, you know, your food. They allow so much rat mess to be in your food before, come on here now. Your meat and all that kind of stuff to be in your food before they call it that it's unclean. Now, that's what they said. The man said, yes, it's all kind of stuff. As long as there ain't too much of it in there. I think anything is too much to me. One pill too much to me. But what you going to do, quit eating? No, you got to eat. So you're going to have to do what the Lord say. It's cleansed through the word of prayer. Now, you got to believe that. You believe in everything. Y'all on the right, so y'all believe in stuff. So believe that. You know, ain't no sense in you getting your hair all messed up and getting you know, high blood pressure trying to worry about what you're going to eat. Can't eat this because they say, can't eat that color. I say, I ain't going through that, Lord. I'm too old for that. No, I just wish it be a prayer. I'm going to believe in prayer and eat. Praise the Lord. Turn around and tell somebody I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Jesus. This time before we praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints. I do thank God for being here this morning. Thank God for my pastor, my wife, children. All these weeks, pastor been preaching is like she been. I sit on up there and I smile a lot. And I'm like, man, she must be in my prayer closet. You know, even what she just said a moment ago. You know, speak no evil of no man. That's been my prayer too. I guess when you get so hungry for God, you just start searching yourself. You know, you want to get this thing right. You know, I get tired of people patting me on my back. You know, I don't want to be patted to hell. You know, I don't. I want the truth. The whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. I want the truth so I can be changed because, you know, I envision so many people as I think about the word that it's going to be a whole lot of people on that broad way. You know, it's going to be a bunch of folks disappointed. You know, the Bible says that, you know, it's going to be few that find their way, you know, their straight and narrow way. What number? 8 souls. Saved. I mean, that's few. I mean, if you think about it, it's going to be like 8 souls saved when Jesus comes back. It's going to be so many people going to hell thinking that they're doing right because ain't nobody telling them the truth. You know, we got to tell the truth, you know, and like we said one Friday night, it's how you tell the truth, but long as you tell the folk the truth, because if you don't tell them the truth, you're going to be in trouble too. You know, I try to wash my hands with everything. You know, my hands is washed. Lord, I told them, you know, I keep telling them, but, you know, when I stand before you, I don't want to hear you say, well, you didn't tell such and such and such and such. You know, I'm telling y'all, you know, what God put in my heart. I'm going to tell you, whether you want to hear it or not, whether you accept it or not. And I do thank the Lord for what he's been doing these few Sundays. God has been speaking to us, and I know he's been speaking to me about what he gave me about a month ago, about the manifestations of the sons of God. Yeah. You know, we know that there has to come a manifestation of the sons of God. And for us to be a son of God, you know, we got to be like him. You know, what greater person to teach you how to be a son of God than the son of God? You know, he know how to be the son of God. You know, me, I'm just speaking for me. You know, I didn't know. You know, I'm still yet learning how to be this child of God. But I do thank God for his mercy. I thank him for his grace. And I thank him for he just keeps tugging at me. And, you know, sometimes you feel that, you know, you're all alone and, you know, God, you don't love me. You get to having this old pity party and God began to bring back to your memory, back to your recollection about all what he has done for you. And so how can you fix your mouth and say, Lord, even ask me, do you love me? You know, I know God loves me, not because of the things that he has given me. I'm talking about his mercy and his grace. When I should have been lost, could have been, supposed to be, but he said not so. He came and found this one lost sheep. He left all of y'all. He left all y'all saved folk and came and found me. Because he had to tell the devil, take your hands off of him, loosen him, because I have need of him. So I thank him and I praise him. Like I say, not for what, you know, not the things that he has given me, but what he has done for me in my life, for my wife, my children, how he resurrected two of my children from the dead. You know, they were lifeless. One laying on the kitchen floor, one in Mexico Road, lifeless, no life in them at all. And we had witnesses, you know, but he is so merciful, so gracious. You know, how could I not want to find more out about this God, about my Heavenly Father? So I want to know more about this God that I'm serving. And I have a few testimonies. A couple weeks ago, after service, we get home, and I've been asking God, you know, I know you all hear me saying, you know, we got to have this power. You know, we need the power that the Bible speaks of. You know, raising the dead, healing the sick. I'm just on healing the sick. I don't know where y'all at. You know, maybe y'all raising dead, but I'm just on, Lord, how can't heal the sick? Got this migraine. I'm rebuking that because, you know, God has delivered me from migraine. He is taking that thing away from me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have not had one in I don't know how long, and I know they ain't coming back. I know it is finished, but he get home and he's just, you know, crying and he's hurting. And I got to have compassion because I know what the boy going through. Many times they done ran to the hospital with me 2-3 o'clock in the morning once, not once, but 2-3 times that same night. So the Holy Spirit say, you want the power? Say, go do what the Bible say do. I had to go get the Bible. I didn't want to remember. I had to go and read it. Make sure I know. And I went to James and said, because I used to quote it, the Bible said, is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. I said, Lord, there's some sick around here. And I don't know if this boy calling for you in his spirit or not, because when I ask my children, I say, are you praying? I say, yeah, Dad, I pray. I talk to Jesus, so I leave him alone. So, but when God start dealing with me that Sunday, I said, I'm going to do what the scriptures say do. I went and got the oil. He was in the living room with folk in there. Normally, I call folk to the back. I said, Lord, I'm going to do this thing right here. I slapped that oil on him, again, to pray the prayer of faith. Laid on. The boy was fine. Then right after that, Covey got sick. He up there laying around. I'm like, if he laying around, something got to be wrong with him. So I'm asking him, well, what's the matter, baby? Are you okay? He said, oh, well, Dad, I'm all right. And he's cut to the chase. He got the throwing up and head is hurting him. I said, kind of hesitant. I went downstairs and got to the medicine cabinet, started reaching for Mr. Tylenol. And the spirit said, you going to try Tylenol? And I'm like this. I'm conversing with the spirit. I said, no, I'm going to get the oil. But then I went back and got the Tylenol. I went back and got Tylenol. I said, well, here, just in case. He threw all the Tylenol up. And the spirit of the Lord say, you want some more Tylenol? So I got the oil. I said, Lord, forgive me. I repented. Slapped the oil on him. Repented. Prayed for him. Him and I laying in the bathroom floor. You know, God healed him. Then right after that, here come my headache. I said, reached over my head. Said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I begin to pray. And I got well. What I'm trying to say is, when you're hungry for God, God going to test you out. He going to see just how hungry you are. He going to allow you to come up on some things just to see what you're going to do. He said, look, I'm putting my word out there to see what you're going to do with it. What you going to do with the word? Because we know it's the word of God that's going to keep us. We keep encouraging one another that it's the word of God. When we pray for one another, Lord, it's nobody but you. It's not us, but it's you. And it is the word of God. So what I'm trying to say is that here's a man named Jesus that we must look at his life and emulate this man named Jesus. We got to be like him. We just got to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be a God, I want to be led by the Spirit of God. I want to know his voice. I want to know when he say, go do this, not hesitate, not question him. I want to hasten to his word. And he said he will hasten to his word. If I go to his word, I know he's going to be there to meet me. I don't want no doubts. So with that, I'm going to try to hold your attention for a little while. Y'all know I don't deliver like pastor, so... I don't deliver like pastor. You know, she pitch. She throwing a strike. I like sports. You know, sometimes, you know, I pitch. I might throw a strike or I might throw a ball. You know, and sometimes when you throw a ball, people look like he got off. But when you're throwing a ball, I'm calling myself, Lord, I'm going to do what you say do. But most of the time, I may not deliver like her, but I think we'd be right there in the same area. Strike zone. Maybe a little high. Maybe a bit low, but Jesus, he's the ump. It's a strike every time. So, yes, Lord. So I'm going to try to hold your attention this morning. I'm going to be reading out the book of John, chapter 1. First of all, let us bow our heads. I'm going to ask the Lord to help me with his word. Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, I do thank you, Lord, once again, Lord, for giving me the opportunity, Lord, to stand before your sheep, your people, God, your precious people, God, the saints of the Most High, God. I thank you, Lord, for giving me this opportunity. I do thank you for my pastor, the leader of this church, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for her just trusting me, God, to even be in this pulpit, God. So, Father God, I'm asking you right now, God, to help me, Lord, to deliver this word, God, in a manner, Lord, that you see fit. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Being like Christ Jesus. I'm going to start the first verse. In the beginning was the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It couldn't overpower this light. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. The world, he was in the world, and the world. I'm putting my glasses on. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Now, in order to become a son of God, we know we got to have a teacher. First of all, we are in our beginning stages. We are becoming a son of God. This is what John said. We are becoming a son of God. We're beginning to have his characters. We begin to have his qualities. We begin to be like Jesus. He's trying to show us how to be like him. In order for us to have these things, we got to have some tests. We got to have some trials. We got to go through some things. And that's how that we're going to know that we are the sons of God. When you're led by the Spirit of God, then Paul said you are the son of God. So when you're going through some things in your life, you're going to find yourself falling sometimes. You're going to find yourself out of the way sometimes. But as long as God is there, Jesus is there to guide us along the way, then God is going to pick us back up and put us on that straight and narrow. Zechariah says there was a third part. There will be a third part that he will bring through the fire. He will find them as silver, then try them as gold, how gold is tried. They shall call on his name. And he said, I will hear them after we come through this refiner's fire. We come through all of these trials, these tribulations, these things that we go through. It's not strange. We ought to know that it's not a strange thing for us to be going through trials. Trials will come. They come to make us strong. They're coming to make us what God wants us to be. You know, God wants us to be the sons of God. He said, when they come through, then shall they call my name, and I will hear them. I would say, this is my people. And they would say, this is my Lord. Saints of God, look, we got to go through some things in order to be made. We're being made every day. So when you decide to have your pity party, when you decide to go on and start blaming other people, all we got to do is revert back to the manuscript. These are just a test. This ain't nothing but a test. It ain't nothing but a trial. When you got your test and you got your trial, we just heard not long ago, it was told to us through the preaching of our pastor, that in order for you to go to the other side, you have to go through some. In order to get to the other side, you got to go through some things. Now, here we are. We're going through some things. You know, you got to be tested. We got to be tested first on this side before we get to that side. I'm talking about where Jesus is, where the Father is. That's my goal. I don't know about nobody else. That's where I'm pressing to be, with the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Savior. If we don't go through over here, then we can't make it over there, the Word says. We got to know that if we go through, we're going to see if we can love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We're going to find out if we can love our husband if we're going through on this side. We're going to find out if we can love the children when they're acting up. We're going to find out if we can even love our enemy. And sometimes, saints of God, it seems like you're sleeping with the enemy. It seems like the enemy is right in your house. But you got to love them anyway. You got to love them because Christ loved us. On this side first, saints of God, we got to go through. It's got to be Jesus' way. It's got to be his way. When Jesus was talking to some of his disciples about what he's going to do and where he's going to go, he said, I'm going somewhere to prepare a place for you, that where I go, that you may go also. Then one of the disciples said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and we don't even know the way that you're going. Jesus looked at him and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. See, Jesus was, he told him, I'm going to my Father. I'm going back where I came from. In order for us to be a child of God, a son of God, we got to recognize who he is first. And when we recognize who Jesus is, then we shall fall in line and realize that we are his children also. Jesus came from heaven. He is the Son of God. But in the scripture, it tells us that he's called himself the Son of Man. It seemed like he reversed his roles. He humbled himself. The Son of God became Son of Man. And we try, the Son of Men, trying to be sons of God. So we got to go through some things, saints of God, in order to be like Christ. We got to go through. I'm going to go to Romans 8 and 14, I believe it is. Y'all bear with me. Romans 8 and 14. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, I noticed when I was reading in Genesis, I had some people that was talking to me about the fallen angels, about the angels came down and they married the daughters of men and all of this stuff. And I didn't notice this, but we know that we are made in God's likeness and his image. That's the word of God. But when Adam and Eve had children, they had Cain and Abel. It just said they had Cain and Abel. But when they had Seth, I noticed that the Bible says that Adam had another son in his likeness and his image, and his name was Seth. And I'm like, okay then, Lord. And then when Seth had children, he had Enos. Then at that time, it says in the Bible that then men began to call on the name of the Lord. That was the first time that I've seen that they called on the name of the Lord during his time. So if we're led by the Spirit, the Bible says that we are the Son of God. We are the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Now, we know we were bought by a price. We were brought out of Egypt. We were brought from our bondages. We came a mighty long way. God parted the rivers for us. God did great things for us. God did mighty works for the people of Israel. But we have not received that spirit anymore. We have not gotten the spirit of bondage. Lord, God did not give us the spirit of fear. But God has given us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. God has given us power to overcome these situations that we're in. We don't have to, a lot of times, we don't have to stay in our situation. I believe we got power to turn our situation around. I believe God has given us power to turn our circumstances around. All we got to do is be led by the Spirit. Sometimes God feel like, you know, he want to tell you to speak a word, and we shun the Holy Ghost. And we don't say nothing. But we have received the spirit of adoption, which we cry, Abba. Now, I don't know about you, Pastor. I don't know if you ever adopted nobody in your household. I don't know if anybody ever adopted anybody, but I bet you if you adopt somebody in your household, you're going to lay down the law. You're going to tell them what they can't do, what you expect. I don't care if they're 40. 50, I don't care if they marry. You got laws. You got rules in your household. We've been bought. We've been adopted into another house. So the things that we know now, we got to get rid of those things if we want to abide in God's house. We got to live by the word of God now. We got to do what God tells us to do. It's written for us right here to do what we need to do. You know, you check yourself if you're not getting your healing. You know, me, myself, I'm going to check myself. Lord, why ain't I getting what I'm supposed to have? I'm supposed to have certain things. And I want these things that God say I'm supposed to have. Deuteronomy tells me that these blessings will come up on you and overtake you. But sometimes I find my blessing running the opposite way. So then I got to check myself and make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because it ain't no reason why I shouldn't be doing, because it is written right here in the Word of God what you shall do. He said, if you diligently hearken to my voice, observe these commandments first. You got to know that these commandments are here. We know that the word is here. But sometimes, you know, we don't feel like picking it up. You know, I want to watch this NCAA tournament. I want to spend some time with the kids. I want to do this. I want to do that. I got a job to do. But in order to find out what's written, you got to pick this word up. You got to observe these commandments. And then after you observe them, you got to do them. He said, my commandments ain't grievous. They ain't hard. You just got to do what you got to do. And God requires it of us. And once we do these things, he lets you know if you're doing what you're supposed to do, here's all of these blessings that you're supposed to have. You'll be blessed in your body. So if my body well, say, Lord, well, thank you, Jesus. If I'm blessed, if my little pear tree, my apple tree got the fruit on it, I'm blessed. Then my ground is blessed. If my children are doing good, then I'm blessed. But when I start getting down to the curses, and I got these balls and all of this stuff that's going on with me, then you got to check yourself. If you're waiting on a healer for all these years, it don't take God long to come down and heal you. We just heard this morning how our little sister just got healed. We just heard, and she didn't know she got healed. I was the same way. You know, it don't take much. God means what he says. We just got to line up with this word. We just got to know that we're in another house. Because when you're in my house, we took some kids in. When you're in my house, I laid the law down to them. I told them I expect for them to call me Mr. D's. It ain't Al. I'm not your friend. I'm not your buddy. Here are my rules. Because you know where I'm getting my rules from? I'm getting my rules from right here. You got to respect people. You got to respect your house. And if you don't respect your house, then they ain't going to respect your house. And I tell my kids, I say, when you have company and they do certain things, they see you doing it. If you don't do it, they ain't going to do it. If I don't do it, then they ain't going to do it, because they're going to look over at you and see what he's doing. If he do it, then it's okay. I can leave that cup right there. Or I can do this or do that. Look, saints of God, we just got to do what the manuscript says. We got to do what God tells us to do. If God is telling you to go and pray for somebody, go on and pray for them. If God is telling you to stand up and shout, go on and stand up and shout. If God is telling you to take your lap, take your lap. Do what God telling you to do, because if you don't, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out. You know, I think about how King Saul, he was a people's king. And God gave him word from the prophet Samuel to go and do something. He said, Saul, look, God told me to tell you to go over there and get with them Amalekites. Kill the king, kill the women, kill the children, the babies, the sucklings, the sheep, the goat, kill everything. Saul went over there, did some killing, but he brought back the king. And then the people brought back the goodlings of the sheep and the cattle. And when Samuel came back, he said, you know, Saul, what did you do? What's going on? What is all this bleeping out here? Bang. What did you do, Saul? He said, well, I did what God told me to do. I went and killed the Amalekites. He said, didn't God tell you to get rid of everybody? Everything. So Saul knew that he was a people's king. He said, because I have hearkened to the voice of the people. God has taken this kingdom from him. And God said, look, I've already provided me a king. He's talking about King David. I already got somebody just like me. I got a man after my own heart. See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, God, his likeness and his image, it's not a figure. The Bible tells us that no man has seen God at any time. God looking for a heart after his heart. God looking for ways after his ways. God looking for thoughts after his thoughts. But in order for us to get there, we got to be led by the Spirit of God. We got to know God's voice. We got to know when to do it, how to do it. In order for us to know these things, we got to have a spiritual ear so we can hear what the Spirit is saying, so we can act up on what God is telling us to do. See, God knew David's heart. God knows our heart. He knows right now who's going to obey what he's going to say, you know, what he's going to say, what he's going to tell you to do. God knows what he's going to, what you're going to do. So saints of God, if we are to become the sons of God, we most definitely got to obey the word of God. We got to know that over on this side, we got to live right. We got to talk right. We got to check ourselves. We got to do what we're doing now. And when Pastor called this 50-day fast, I thought it was just going to be a fast because, you know, it's Easter and, you know, we're going to do a fast. But when she said, why? I was so glad in my spirit because I had already been seeking God. I said, Lord, I need a change. I need a newness. I need a guide in my life, you know. I need somebody to tell me where to go, which way to go. The Bible tells the saints of God that, look, the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto my path. I don't know about none of y'all, but I need some guidance in my life. I'm still over in the wilderness. I know y'all done crossed the Jordan already. Y'all already went to the other side, but I'm still in the wilderness. I still need to be trained up in the way that I should go. God is still training me up. He's still training us up, saints of God. I need a direction. I need to acknowledge him, you know. When you get off to yourself and you get off in yourself, you forget about God. I remember that one time I was getting a little sick. I had just a sniffles. And I asked somebody to touch and agree with me and pray with me. Oh, you can't handle that. You need God for that. And I went away like a little kid. Then right after that, I got sick. I mean, I was out for days. Sick, sick, sick. I say, Lord, I see what you're saying. We need you for everything. We need God for everything. We say all the time that God is my all and my all. God is my all and my all. You know, I don't want to make no decisions without acknowledging him. He said, don't lean to your own understanding because my ways ain't like his ways. My thoughts are not like God's thoughts. He said, acknowledge me in all your ways and I'll tell you which way to go. I need to know which way to go today, God. I need a direction today. We're standing in a need right now, saints of God. We need to know. So that's what David did. When David got back to Ziklag, and they took all of his family and took all the people's stuff, his wife, children, they took everything. David is a man of war. David could have went on over and just started fighting. David knew how to fight. He knew how to use the sword. He knew how to set battles up. But David did what we supposed to do. David did what we're doing. David went and got the ephod, and he began to inquire of the Lord. He began to pray, God, what shall I do? He asked, should I go on up there, Lord, even though my family over there? You know, most of us wouldn't even ask the question. My wife and kids over there, I'm finna go on over there. I had a neighbor come over to my house and say, he's going to shoot my kids. And he said, look, I'm going to shoot them. If they do something to my dog, I'm going to shoot them. As soon as I got home, I got word, and I thank God my mind was on the Lord that day. I went right on upstairs and dropped to my knees and said, Lord, what shall I do? Because you know me, Lord. You know me, God. You know I'm ready to get a phone and call down on page and call my brothers and tell them what just happened. And then if I tell them, it ain't going to be nothing nice. If I tell my nephew, God, it ain't going to be nothing. What shall I do, God? How should I handle this situation, God? I know the enemy was cutting up. Man, you should have done this. You need to do that. And you need, Lord, I need to know what to do in this situation. Because this thing I don't take lightly, God. You know, watch over my children. David could have went over there and took back all this stuff. But if he went on his own, he would have been in trouble. They probably would have killed up everybody. But David inquired of the Lord. He asked him, Lord, shall I pursue him? The Lord said, go ahead and pursue them. But then David asked him again, should I overtake them? Will I overtake them, Lord? He said, yeah, you're going to overtake them and recover everything that you lost. See, that's what I'm talking about. When you put God first and you acknowledge him in all your ways, God ain't going to lead you wrong. It may seem like it's sometimes God leading you down the wrong path. But when God has ordered your steps, you cannot go wrong. When this word is in you and then it's lighting up your path and everybody's saying, go this way, and God is telling you to go that way, sometimes you are cross betwixt the two. Because when the Lord told me to get that house up, I'm asking everybody, Like, Lord, they said you gave me this stuff to bless me. It's my blessing. I ain't supposed to be giving this up. But the word kept on resonating in my heart. This is what I tell you to do. Every time I open up my Bible, I don't even think I can find a scripture no more. Every time I open up the Bible, it would tell me what to do. If you do this, then I'll do that. Kept on telling me. All of a sudden, all right, Lord, I'm going to do it. Then a word came across the pulpit, said, God's going to cancel the debt. And I grabbed hold of it, and God canceled the debt, and I still got my house. You know? But you know what? When God tell you to do something, let's act on it. You know? I know sometimes, I'm speaking for me, sometimes it's a little bit scary. You know, Lord, is this you or is this me? Did I hear this on the radio a little while ago? Or did I hear this from somebody else? Or is this really you, Lord? Because he spoke to me again. And this thing, you hear the testimony. Lord, is this really you? Or is this just somebody just speaking some words? But I'm finna try the spirit and see if it's God or not. I ain't gonna be afraid. I'm talking bad. Brother Al talking big bad right now. I ain't going to be afraid. He ain't gave me the spirit of fear. He gave me the spirit of power. I got power over this thing. He gave me the spirit of love. I know God loved me. He's going to take care of me. If I lose it, he's going to recover it all. I believe he can. You know, I believe God can do anything, saints of God. I know he can. He has done so much for me. You know, but saints of God, let us learn how to hear what the Spirit is saying. Let us be led by the Spirit of God so we can be a son of God. Brother John said that when we were striving to enter in, and when we see him, we're going to be as he is. We're going to be just like Jesus. From the inside, first, out. That's why we down here in the wilderness still. We trying to get this inside cleaned up. You know, sometimes, you know, we sound good. We sound like the church. We look like the church. But where is the power? That's my question. Lord, where is this power that you speak of? I ain't seen none of this power. I seen a little bit, but I want to see some power. You know, in order to see some power, saints of God, get ready to go through. Get ready to go through. When you want that kind of power, well, you can walk up and just, you know, you lay your hands on them. You know, you speak to the dead. Talk to a situation and they automatically change. That's the power I want to see. That's the power. You know, we right now, the church has got a form of it. We got a form of it, the Bible says. And denying the power thereof. And I ain't talking about only speaking in tongues. I'm talking about the power to love one another. To see the need for a brother or a sister. But God, how can we do it when we can't help ourselves? You know? So I leave you with this, saints of God. If we diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, observe and do all his commandments, he said that these blessings will come up on you and overtake you. That sounds like a robbery, don't it? That sounds like a robbery, don't it, Mike? When somebody come up on you, you expect him to empty your pockets. He behind me. I feel something in my back. That's how the blessings of God is. They come up on you and they just, here, man, this is yours. This is yours. This your blessing. That's your blessing. Your kids going to be blessed. Your field going to be blessed. Your house is going to be blessed. Everything that you touch, it's going to be blessed. Let us hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. You all be blessed. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor.